Laser Express, Highway 75 in Breckenridge. All right, let's head over to Cowboy and Cowgirl Country, find out what's going on in the Breckenridge Public School District with Superintendent Christy Sullivan this morning. Christy on the phone with me. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's
nice to hear from you again.
Oh great. As always, it's a nice way to start the week here on a Monday talking with you. What's going to be happening over in the Breckenridge Public Schools this week?
Well, you know, last Friday, our 5th and 6th graders held a pep fest, a special pep fest for our MCA tests. And our MCA tests begin this week. MCA is our Minnesota Common Assessment, and it's really a snapshot into where our students are at academically in reference to our Minnesota academic standards. So our elementary students got all pumped up about this test, and their theme was donut, like the actual donut stress about the test. Really great event there, and we're rooting on our students this week as they begin their testing. Also, our juniors will be taking their ACT test on Tuesday this week. So it's a big week academically for our kids. Also, our spring events are finally swinging into gear here. Weather permitting, we have some events scheduled this week. Tuesday, track and field invitational at Minnewaska. We may have a junior high game for baseball at Rotze, and our JV and varsity baseball will be going to Ortonville for a game. Thursday, track and field varsity meet at Fergus Falls. Girls varsity golf will be going to Pelican Rapids, and JV and varsity softball will have a doubleheader at Barnesville. Then on Saturday, our JV and varsity softball teams we'll have another doubleheader at Minnewaska. Again, all weather permitting, depending on how things go this week.
All right, I'm gonna work on the weather for you, Christy. I really am.
I would appreciate that.
And good luck to the students and all the testing going on over there, Christy. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
Yeah, one more thing. This week is National Volunteer Week, and we have several people from the community who volunteer their time and, you know, their talents to our school district. I want to recognize a few that really do a lot for our school. First of all, Kent Loken, for helping Emily Christensen with our band. He does so much. And then also our Reading Corps volunteers. I want to give a special shout out to Grandma Margaret and Grandma Mary. Margaret Burr and Mary Bruno, they volunteer their time to read with our kids, and we very much appreciate all that they do for us.
And here's to the volunteers. Yeah, they definitely make life a whole lot better. Christy, always great to talk with you. Listen, you have a great week. I will work on the weather for you, and we'll talk again next Monday, okay?
All right. I'll hold you to it.
All right. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News. We talk with Christy every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. It's 8:46 and time once again for Point of Law, brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
If your collection manager slugs a customer outside your place of business, are you liable for damages? The court took a swing at that question in the case of the belligerent banker. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.